Well, about today's blast, I would point out that first responders arrived at the hotel that was targeted by the attack quite quickly and brought the situation under control. Again, it shows al-Shabaab's desperation in its efforts to disrupt this electoral process. And it is a sign of weakness, we think, their continued resort to violent tactics that are rejected by the vast majority of Somali citizens.
Can you give us an update on the casualties regarding the Dayex Hotel attack?
The latest figures that we've been seeing range between 15 and 20 dead, some of whom were the attackers themselves, some of whom were Somali soldiers, and perhaps about half of those being civilians. And dozens were injured, including at least five journalists.
In the hotel, reportedly, there were members of parliament.
It is a hotel that's frequented by members of parliament who are based outside the Somali capital and stay at the hotel during visits to Mogadishu. I'm not aware that any lawmaker has been confirmed among the dead.
Would we say it's sort of a setback in terms of the security situation there?
Well, it's certainly a source of concern for all key stakeholders involved in the 2016 electoral process. There has been a bit of an increase in attacks in Mogadishu since the new year began. I can recall offhand about three attacks that have taken place thus far in January prior to today's explosion. I think this, once again, shows the desperation of violent extremists to derail the electoral process. Throughout the electoral process, there was not a single instance of the actual voting being sabotaged by the likes of al-Shabaab. So I think it has to be seen in that perspective, desperate attempt by violent extremists to derail the electoral process as it enters its very final stage. But this attack will in no way deter Somalia from completing this electoral process.
There's been a new report that the Somali government has finally issued a date for the elections, which is February 8th. Has this been confirmed?
That's what we're hearing as well. An ad hoc committee that was established by the newly inaugurated federal parliament has announced February 8th as the date for a presidential vote in both houses of that parliament. Registration of candidates for that balloting is scheduled for the 27th and 28th of January. There will be a day of debate and 2 days of speeches by presidential aspirants. But yes, February 8th is the date that apparently has been settled on for the presidential election.